Oh, good morning, you guys. Oh my gosh, I'm still sleepy. I should stay in the bed, but I have Sunday school, and I don't have to teach it, but I'm striving to be consistent with what God is telling me to do and be faithful. Because in the midst of it, you know, he has been faithful to me. So with that said, oh my gosh, my bestie, y'all heard what I was trying to do the videos. I was supposed to do 3 more videos, but I was exhausted because I was up, but I came straight from work. My daughter came and gave me for the baby. Okay, so I went to sleep maybe about a couple of hours with the baby. And then she came and dropped me back off about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And then I had to prepare for the TV show, right? Which they didn't have the office open, the conference room, so I could change it to the studio and set all the stuff up, right? So I still was preparing, you know, I was putting all the stuff at the door. I went on ahead, got dressed. It just was a long day, right? And so I was so hungry. I wanted something hot. I was going to go to Texas Burger, but I had to walk across the street. And it was already 3-something, and I know they want to get out of there at 4. And normally, I'm the only one that used to go over there late. I didn't want to do that to my peeps, you know, because he kind of familiar of me. And when he come, he already had my receipt ready. He didn't already know what I'm going to get. But he do wait and say, anything different, my friend? I was like, nah, you know, the regular, you know, so he'll have that set for me. It's so nice to know that people know you, right? I didn't want to do none of that. I wanted something hot. I wanted something nice. I wanted to sit in the restaurant. So I called my bestie. I said, what you doing, girl? You know, and she was like, I'm trying to get me something to eat. I said, well, come on. Let's go get us something to eat together. So we went to Papa Do's. And we got us some alligator legs. You know, if you're from well done, they're delicious, you guys. But I really didn't enjoy them the way I wanted to enjoy them because they did not have the proper sauce. And they could come giving us some brown sauce. You know what? I didn't even take a picture of the stuff. That just shows you how tired I was. Y'all know I take a picture of everything. They did not even have the proper sauce for the alligator legs, alligator meat. Then this man gonna be adamant and tell me, no, that's the alligator sauce. I'm about to say, Buster, don't you know I've been getting this long enough to know the difference between brown gravy from alligator gravy? You know, my girl said, well, maybe we had to ask for the alligator dipping sauce. I was like, well, okay, but it should come automatically. They gave us some ketchup and tartar sauce, y'all. And the ketchup sauce was supposed to be like the shrimp cocktail sauce, right? But a little bit more spicier. Y'all, why this man brought us these doggone 2 little dishes of gravy? And he gonna tell us that that's the alligator gravy. I said, no, sir, that is not the alligator gravy. That is brown gravy. And y'all know, especially those from New Orleans, we know what is brown gravy. That brown gravy goes on mashed potatoes. When you fix your pork chops in the middle of the week, probably you fix pork chops with red beans and rice on Mondays, and you have the leftovers with some fried chicken Or you have some fried chicken with red beans on Mondays, red beans and rice. Or you have the pork chops, right? Or some type of steak. And you have the gravy for the mashed potatoes. Everybody know that if you're from New Orleans. Come on now. So I didn't make a big fuss. And normally we were laughing because normally she would be fussing about the food, right? And I'll be saying, well, give them pages, da-da-da. And the tables were turned last night, I guess because I was tired. I was fussing about the food last night. It's like, they need to do this. They need to... I want my friend to enjoy her food. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And so she just was laughing. I said, we is just too much. We two peas in the pods. That's a shame. So anyway, we still was able to enjoy our food. And to the point where we couldn't even eat all the food. We ordered the Mardi Gras pasta was delicious in a way, but I was so tired. I was so tired I couldn't eat, y'all. I was literally falling asleep at the table. So we left, and she was like, but what else you gonna do? I said, girl, I'm gonna sleep. She said, well, I know you is not going. Now, she stayed way in Missouri City. It's a good ride. They don't have buses. And after Hurricane Harvey, she was so adamant. You need to come stay over here. We got the house and yada, yada. And I was like, yeah, but I'm gonna get back and forth to work. And then I got to go to my night. You know, I just don't like inconveniencing people. I'm gonna just go ahead and do what I got to do, you know. And so she said, well, do you got to go to work tonight? I said, no, I took off, girl. I just did it. I just took off. So I'm on both my jobs, the secular jobs. I still had my assignments to do. See, that's the difference, you guys. I have my work assignment from the Lord. God has given all of us assignments, and I felt I have to make sure I complete my assignments because that's what's really going to count, right? So, you know, he was talking about the raise and everything. She said, how they got the raise. And I said, we ain't getting no raise. I said, we get $9. Well, what did I see where it's $9.50? And she said, girl, you lying. She said, girl, you sold that for these $11, $12 an hour. That's just the start. She said, oh, the raise go higher than that. I pulled up my check stub, and I showed it to her. I said, people probably won't even believe it unless I do this. And she looked, she said, oh, my goodness. That's all you making? I said, yeah, that's all I'm making. I said, and I took off the medical insurance because every week my checks, after they take off the taxes, take off the medical, take off the Aflac and my dental insurance and my health insurance and my life insurance. After they take all that, my checks run between $287.50, or if I do overtime and take it off, I'll get $297.78. That's my check every week. I get paid every week. That girl looked at me and she said, no, unacceptable. I said, yeah, unacceptable. I said, well, guess what? This will be my last year. I've been at that job for 4 years, and that's all I've been making. It's horrible. So with all that said, you guys, then she said, well, I know you're not going back to the office. Look how cold it is out here. You know, I said, well, I'll just get in the bag. I got a heater. She said, no, unacceptable. Go get whatever you need. I'm sitting here in the car. You go now. And I sit in the car, and I was trying to calculate. I got to go to church, yada, yada. She said, well, I could go to church with you. You is not sleeping in that cold office. So, y'all, we came back to the house. How sweet and thoughtful. And as y'all see, I put a little clip on Instagram. Oh, my God, it felt so good, you guys, to sleep in a bed. Oh, my gosh, to the slob was coming all out of my mouth. And I really didn't get in a deep, deep sleep. Because if I really got in a deep, deep sleep, I would not be going to church this morning. I already knew it. And the saints come on today for 2:00. So we get out like maybe quarter to 12 o'clock. I did have the gumbo. I kind of moved too fast on that one. But anyway, we do have another container, so I already told First Lady how we're going to do it. So I'm just going to take that second container. We're going to come back to the house so we can get ready for the game. Who that, you know. I know they have their only thing they like to do, and so I don't want to overtake their fun at Pastor's house. So I don't know. Maybe we can give them a who that experience. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't be hyped for us, I've noticed. But, hey, we showed up when we was used to wear bags. When we was the Aints, the dome was packed. We diehard fans. It don't matter. You win or lose, we still support you. Come on now. That's just how we roll in New Orleans. We ride and die with you. It don't matter. We still got you. Not with some people. They just want to be on the winning side. You lose, they don't want to be bothered. That's the kind of friends I don't want. That's the kind of friends I don't need. Guess what, y'all? That's the kind of people you don't want around. You don't need no people that's hype and there for you only when you're winning. What about when you don't lose? What about when you don't have no business? What about if you go bankrupt? What about if you go homeless? What about when you get sick? Where your friends at then? Where they at? Come on. So, y'all know I'm going to add my little stuff to it. But with all that said, I just say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for my friend. I just want to be a good support system for her right now. And in return, she always there for me, always. She always there. Those kind of friends that you don't have to be on the phone every day, all day. But when you need them, all you got to do is press speed dial. Girl, what's up? Where you at? You need me? Give me a couple of minutes, I'll be there. That's how it is between us. We've been friends. Let me see, my oldest daughter is 32 years old. I met her. No, my oldest daughter is going on 30 years old. That's when I met her, when I just had Zakia. 30 years. Can you really say you have a best friend that's there 30 years? And yeah, we'd have been in and out, back and forth. But guess what? We love each other. We committed. And that's how you got to be. You gotta have somebody that's gonna be faithful, loyal, and committed to you. No matter what you're going through, you need commitment. You don't need no fickle friends. You don't need no fickle family members. You know, you just gotta get it together. Right? Now, secondly, she said, you need to go get that check. I said, what you talking about? Your voice. She said, your voice haven't changed yet since you came back from Dallas. I said, I know. I said, girl, I don't know what's wrong with that. I know, I say, but to be honest with you, I don't want to go because I don't want them to find nothing. And she said, no, not you. I said, yeah. I said, I know something ain't right. I said, I've been teeing it out, ginger root it out, souping it out. Man, I've been, like, doing everything I can for the scratchy voice. It's not going away, y'all. So I'm going to go to the doctor. I really am. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm going to go. And I'm going to see what's going on with my throat, my esophagus. Because it's crackling. And by me talking to you guys every day, you know, I need to go to the dentist. Because I was supposed to go to the dentist the week that I was supposed to speak in October for the domestic violence. And I had just remembered it and I canceled the appointment. Then I was supposed to go to speak, and then that didn't fail. I mean, that didn't work out. So it was like it kind of hindered me because I could have got these teeth out already. But because I was trying to be faithful to a date that I gave, but the other people wasn't faithful, it kind of caused a domino effect and pushed me back. So like I stayed always, 2019, Dr. D got to make sure she take care of me. I got to take care of myself, and in return, I know God is always taking care of me. And so that's where I'm at, you guys. I just want to feed y'all a little. That's where I'm at this morning. It's a great morning. You can hear the dogs barking. I miss the chickens crowing. Because we out here, way out here somewhere in Missouri City. I don't even know where I'm at, to be honest with you. But, praise the Lord. Good morning to everybody. I pray that you had a good weekend so far. It's game day, y'all. What y'all think was going to happen? Who y'all think going to make it to the Super Bowl, y'all? Y'all know I'm going for my Saints. So who else? You got the Rams and we playing the Rams today. So you got the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know who they playing, but I think it's going to be the Chiefs and the Saints in the football. Yeah, it's going to be the Chiefs. Chiefs ain't been there in a while. I know the Rams, they trying to get there, but we going to blow them out. And they just got to stay focused. The Saints got to protect their drive. They got to protect Breeze. I feel that the Rams going to strategize and try to hurt our people. You know, I've been looking at some of the games. Breeze just got to focus more on his wide receivers, got to focus more. That defense, we need that defense. If the defense can keep the line straight and sack the quarterback for the Rams, we got it. Because Breeze got the offense. The offense got to stay focused more on protecting Breeze and the wide receivers and the running backs. They got to keep their eyes open and block those defensive line from even touching our people. You know, we needed we need that defense line to tighten up, protect Breeze, let's look out for our wide receivers, and I think we're going to have a game day. What y'all think? So that's my little commentary for today's game. And we're going to be who that. I will record it, those that's out there in the other countries, so you can enjoy. Thank you for tuning in out there. Y'all making a Boom Factor show really, really hot. I appreciate it, and I also appreciate y'all voting. Continue to vote. Vote, vote, vote. Okay? Get those numbers and write them down and have them on your refrigerator, have them by the phone, have them in your wallet. This is roundup time because a lot of people got lazy. I saw the count, but I'm telling y'all, next month to March, watch, you going to see that counter start increasing because a lot of people, I don't know if they thought they could just vote one time, but a lot of people going to start voting. I'm going to need y'all now. This is the home stretch, all right? So let's take our time and vote our numbers first. Then go back. They're going to tell you which ones you miss and go back and click, 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 click. You know, show some love to those dots and then submit. Vote, and anybody that's participating in the contest, you take a picture of the voting count, you send it to Dr. D Boom Factor Show at gmail.com so I can get it, and the winners will get an awesome, awesome t-shirt from the 11th Annual Rhythm and Gospel Awards when I go in July, which will be it'll be this year in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, all right? Already got my room reserved. I just got to start saving up my money for the rest of the dates because I will be going early because I am on, I'm one of the members, and we're going to do some outreach stuff. You know, I feel good about it. It don't matter how much I get paid. Y'all can see where I take the pleasure in helping people. I want to help your dream come alive. I want to see that smile on your face when you're like, dog, I've been trying to do this all the time, and you just come and do this with click, click, click. You did this. And it's not that easy, y'all, but y'all know what I'm saying. That's what I like to see. And so that's what I'm about. I'm always about that. I've told y'all. Y'all seen it. Y'all have heard it. Hey, that's how I rock and roll. I can't give an account for people who want to talk negative. You know, try to downplay me, try to blacklist me, try to cast me out. You never can cast me out because I got God on my side. And with God on my side, how can I be denied? You can never shut the door in my face. No matter how much you want to punch me in my face, You can never touch me because I got God on my side. And with all that said, we're going higher together. I want us to reach our potentials together. So we all can say, one day, I started this podcast. I ain't even know what to do. But look at yourself. 5 years later, you'd have been all over. Come on. Why? Because you took a step of faith. You took a leap into the depth. You launched your net into the sea. Come on. And you came in favor of Dr. D. Whoa, I love it. So, peace. I'm out. Y'all enjoy your day. I'm going to come back. We're going to rock and roll with the Who Dat Nation. And we just going to have a good time this evening. And I'm enjoying myself. My day's off. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then tomorrow is crunch day. I'll be off the night job, but I have to go to my day job because it is Monday. But I still feel good because I was off. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you. Lupus, Guru, thank you for that awesome, awesome intro. Tanika Drake coming straight out of California. Thank you. And Wolf Inspiration, they got my back. Also, my co-host for Boom Factor TV, thank you so much for helping me yesterday. I barely can talk. I was so tired. I know they were so tired. I mean, I know they saw I was tired. It caught up with me, y'all. It caught me. It got me. It got me, y'all. So, let me go. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Peace. It's Dr. D. Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.